Yeah, so that's good
it's
then
like
that
2 minutes.
Joe Hurd called to get us out of this NBA talk. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
All right, Joe Hurd back on his regular Monday routine now. We had him on the day after Memorial Day. Hard to believe that was 2 weeks ago already, but now we're looking down the next 3 weeks at 4th of July, Joe, and the calendar year rapidly passing by. And as I said to Dave earlier today, I noticed the business section of the paper today, and boy, you got a lot of trips coming up.
Yeah, you know what? I looked at that as well this morning, and I thought if you're a traveler, this is an opportunity for you to just start traveling and keep traveling, and with everything that we have coming up, it's really really some good variety as well. It's not like we're taking everybody to the same places over and over again. So
mm-hmm.
lots of good trips.
Well, the one that sticks out for me, and I don't know if you're heading on. Do you go on any or all of them?
You know what? The only one I've ever gone on was our first trip to China, which is almost 11 years ago now.
Wow.
And Just so you know,
Joe, that's correctly said China.
Is that right?
I didn't say that.
So I've heard a certain person say on TV, China.
But, Joe, the one on this schedule that stuck out to me like a sore thumb is that 15-day safari.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a haul.
We did a trip to South Africa about 4 years ago, and the people who went on the trip just loved it. And it's obviously a very unique part of the world, and very if you're not an outdoors person, I guess this is not the trip for you. So we're back to doing a second one to a kind of a different part of Africa, and people who kind of gravitate toward that type of activity, and the safari is just one that people will tell you that they there's nothing like it. So I guess this will be another one that they'll have. This one goes to Kenya and Tanzania.
Mm.
And I think I think you have to hope that the animals are cooperative. So,
well, that's called an intangible.
Yeah, it is. And the one thing that almost ruined our trip to South Africa was the safari part. And maybe I shouldn't say this because it's not a good inducement for people to go on the trip. But the week before we went there, there was an incident there was a 5-star hotel we were to be staying at, and a week before we were to leave, a pack of hyenas,
yikes,
14 hyenas drove an antelope into the main lobby of the 5-star hotel and gored it. And I guess having blood all over the walls of your hotel lobby is not necessarily the best thing.
No.
Not in the brochure.
Yeah. No, I guess that was not something that people were looking forward to.
No.
Seeing a reenactment of, anyway.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you'd want to see that.
It's not a highlight. Not a highlight.
No, not at all.
Well, there is something that is a highlight that is coming up, and that is in August, as Dodge and Dive is going to take place at Lakemont Park. Another fun thing. It's a dodgeball tournament on August 12th, and you can get registered right now. It's $150 per team. You have to have 6 people per team, and a limit of 10 for that. Yeah, so Dodge and Dive. By the way, if you're a chamber member, you've managed to get a registration form that came out along with the info on that. But that's going to be some fun.
Yeah, we haven't done a dodgeball tournament before. And, for one that they've assured me is one that people will really enjoy, and or at least maybe they said never will never forget. And I guess similar to having you know, hyenas in your lobby. I guess it's, you know, we're trying to think out of the box here, guys.
And, I guess so, Joe. I've seen enough of those safari programs where the hyenas, they eat everything. So you don't want them around because they're not even bone left when they get done.
Well, we haven't really, as far as I know, we haven't invited them to the dog tournament.
Good, don't.
Yeah, that's one less thing to worry about.
That's one way to eliminate the other team.
Yeah. Keep them on your side of the fence.
In terms of high class entertainment alone would be something that
Well, I don't know. well Joe, go ahead.
I was going to say that would make a great mascot for Holidaysburg. The Holidaysburg Hyenas.
Oh, yeah. What? I don't want to put that to a team.
That's not bad at all. I can even I'm visualizing the
mascot
right now, and
I could give you my vision, but
not quite. Doesn't have the allure of the golden tiger, but I guess you know.
Well, a tiger's a carnivore too, but it always leaves bone around. The hyenas leave nothing.
Yeah.
So
I'll make that suggestion. I know Bob Gilday pretty well, and I will see if maybe he's willing
wait.
At least entertain a conversation on.
No, on second thought, Joe, if you do that, you know, the taxes will go up. Yeah. Because they'll have to repaint logos.
Yeah. Imagine how much extra it would cost to do that logo.
Well, yeah. Well, we can't do that.
Man.
Well, Joe, today in the I wrote a story about the airport. And it's looking to, I guess, expand. They want another hangar, and they want to do some upgrades. But an interesting fact or two that came out of the story was that their car rentals have increased and ridership has increased since the new airline took over, Contour. Can you talk a little bit about that? Have you talked with Tracy out at the airport? And since there's an uptick, it has to be good news.
Yeah, Tracy, first of all, Tracy does a terrific job.
Yes, he does.
He's really been a huge asset to the airport, and Tracy is the chair person of our chamber's transportation committee. So I see Tracy on a regular basis, and I know that they have really, you know, there's such a risk to looking at ways beyond air travel alone.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they've taken some really ambitious steps that could have really blown up in their face. And I really think that what they're doing out there, and for so long, one of the big deterrents to people flying in there is if their flight came in at night, there weren't always great transportation options to get them where they needed to go.
Right.
And since none of the hotels at this point have shuttle service to the airport, people were getting in there late and then hoping to be able to call an Uber or you know, do something that would get them, you know, into the to the center of the county where most of their, you know, work turned out to be. But I guess people with the car rental company, you know, people are driving in from all parts of the country because you can just leave your car there then and fly wherever else you need to go.
Right.
But that's been a great opportunity for people that didn't exist before, and Tracy, I think, has really been spearheaded that, and he's got a very ambitious board out there that's not afraid to take chances to make things better, because it's a tough sell. That airport, as nice as it is and all the amenities that it has, it's really difficult sometimes to get people to fly. And now, you know, there's always the controversy associated with flying to Philadelphia. I mean, who wants to go to Philadelphia under any circumstances?
Certainly not me.
So people who were flying west to have to fly east to to get the next part of the excursion.
Yeah.
You know, they liked Pittsburgh because it was Pittsburgh, and now, you know, change is not something that that Blair Countyans have always been
embraced
to adjust to in many ways, and this is another one that, you know, you have to prove yourself. As Frank Borman used to say when he was president of Eastern Airlines, we have to earn our wings every day.
Yep.
And I don't even know why I remembered that, but because that, yeah,
that's what you call a successful advertising program there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's no more Eastern Airlines anymore, so I guess Frank's.
Yes, they failed.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's the airline industry's been through so many changes. So, hey, we're out of time, Joe. We got
okay.
Them on.
We can extend this to 2 hours if you want.
We'll try it one of these Mondays.
Yeah.
Just see if anybody notices.
Now, there's only one thing. You're going to have to come in here. You can't do it over. You can't phone it in. If you want to do all 2 hours.
I'd be delighted to come in. In fact, when I first came on with John McGinnis, I would go into the station every day. And the pleasure of seeing John was, you know, made it all worthwhile. I would have crawled in just to see that.
Okie dokie.
Well, you're getting a little, you're stretching it there, Joe.
Yeah, well, I've been known to.
All right. Well, we'll catch you again here at the end of the month, the 26th.
Okay.
Will be your next time in, and we'll talk to you more about chamber activities then. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Joe. See you.